Blog Talk Radio.
Not just another prayer. Not just another song. When I look at the darkness all around us, I feel like I'm losing control. So many people who just don't know. Listen to me now. Now the song goes unsung. Now the voice goes unheard. Ooh, I'm hanging on you as you were. Say a prayer for the world. Only love can save us now.
Now, say a prayer for the world. Believe that
Say a prayer for the world. Say a prayer for the world. Yeah, folks. I'd say that that is, I'd say that's important. So, welcome to another edition of Productive News Weekly, where we bring you news and information that's culled from around the world. Well, most usually within the United States. We bring you news that's intended for inspiration, for encouragement, enlightenment, empowerment, and hopefully a sense of hope that you can and will make a difference by being enlightened for yourself, loved ones, and world society and the world at large. It's news for you, by you, and of you, as we like to say, and, well, it is so eloquently outlined in our Constitution. You know, I encourage everyone to get a copy of that Constitution, although I know there are many people that say, what Constitution? Those guys that wrote that back there, they were slave owners and all of this and that and the other. But at the end of the day, well, that's what's governed our country and that's what governs our country today. And as I look around and see the turmoil that's going on right now, in consideration of, well, anti-constitutionalist, I think we do well to step back and take a look at it. I don't know about you, but there's no other place I'd rather be on the planet than in these United States with all its flaws because of that simple word that I mentioned a moment ago, hope, hope. Well, yeah, a lot going on right now, more so than ever before. There's always something going on, always has been, right? Mass murder, mayhem, peace and love and all the like. And perhaps it's just a matter of, well, having more exposure due to technology. But I just kind of sense that it's not about the technology that is making it appear as though times are worse than ever before in so many ways in terms of perversion and murder and, well, mayhem, let me put it that way. I just sense that truly things are regressing, barring all technology. Although we do have a, well, microscopic insight to a lot more than ever before in history. That song I opened up with, A Prayer for the World, that was by Maxie Priest, a classic reggae tune. And sometimes I do like to break down our opening bumper tune. In this case, I just kind of let go, which I often do in the beginning of my program, and just let it flow, let the energy flow. You know, everything is energy, and energy is everything. That way I seem to find myself just in a natural rhythm with my program. So this evening, and this has been one of my favorite tunes for, well, I could say decades. Yeah, it's been out a while, folks. If you're not aware, Maxie Priest, Prayer for the World. But it just starts out not just another prayer, not just another song. When I look at the darkness all around us, I feel like I'm losing control. so many people who just don't know where to go. Listen to me now. Not just a song goes unsung. Not a voice goes unheard. Ooh, I'm hanging on your every word. Say a prayer for the world. Only love can save us now. Say a prayer for the world. Believe that it's going to be all right. Somehow. Every day it's a new day. Every day we start again. Say a prayer for the world. And send all your love to all creation. That is simply beautiful. You know, I take my hat off to songwriters who write like that. Although I will say there are some songwriters like R. Kelly, give you a prime example, comes to mind quickly, who are amazing songwriters that are, you know, come from a very perverted energy. So you may say, well, how can something like that come from that kind of an energy? And the answer is very simple. You know, at our core, we're all God's people. And this isn't about Christianity or Buddhism or Muslim or Judaism or any of that. It's about a universal God. And at our core, we're holistically, innately of the nature that we come from. And it's our minds that create the actions that we do. And we have been given free will. So how can something which appears to be good come from something that appears to be bad? Makes you want to go, hmm. So the proof is in the pudding. And this song, at its core, taking it for just what it is, say a prayer for the world. Only love can save us now. Folks, there's so much. Evil. I was trying to, that's why there was a pause, come up with a better word. So much evil that is around us. But the love that I know the majority of my listeners, I can't say all, I'm comfortable saying majority, endow, supersedes all of that. And none of us are perfect, and we are all born with flaws. But if we simply strive with intention to live with love and decency, then we're going to be all right. But we have to be true to ourselves. You know, I was reading something that I go back to from time to time that says, the truth is a gift given, and a lie is more than a gift withheld. It's an arrow aimed at the heart. And it can be said that, well, no lie is harmless. Well, something to be said about that, right? And I'm saying that to say, if you're true to yourself, it's where it all starts, and really it all ends. If you're really true to yourself, and it takes some real, real work to be true to yourself. Because how do you know? How do you know that your morals aren't just your ego? So it really takes some stepping back. And that's why I encourage meditation, because at its core, its true essence, it's pure. But it takes some time and it takes practice. And still you're not necessarily 100%. So if you get back to your core, you can discern a lot of the minutia that's out here right now, especially on the news, the media, And with what's going on now, with the weaponization of our government against its own people, we have to be ever so discerning. We have to use every tool that we have to be discerning. Because the stakes are higher than ever before. I would say that without question in the history of man on this plane we call Earth. Stakes are ever higher before because of the technology, because we're reaching not just a million people in a given newscast, but billions of people. You know, this little small plane we call Earth with its, what, 10 or so billion people, compared to what? Right? Makes you go, Well, now, with mass media put in the wrong hands, a society can be taken down in a relatively short period of time, i.e. what's happening now from my insight and belief and using every tool that I've got, including every holistic muscle testing capability and energy deriving capability to seek the truth at its core that I've ever had an opportunity to understand and study. We in America, we may be the last bastion of hope. I believe Canada is way off the charts with its minister, prime minister, whatever this guy's title happens to be, that is the leader of Canada. When he leans towards a fascist dictatorship type of a ruling where he wants to control everyone's finances through technology, we have to be very careful. I don't believe in the bitcoins and those things of that nature, digital coins, because it's too easy in the wrong hands to quickly on a dime turn a given society into a very fascist dictatorship. And I believe that there are those right here in America with that objective. And I know I've had individuals on this program who have aspired to communism. I've had relatives who have thought they believed in communism before they, in their maturity, turned around and was able to see the light, praise God. But who am I to say? Well, I'm an individual that has been given an opportunity to give a perspective for all to consider and let the chips fall where they may, which is why I have to bring it as hard as God has given me the opportunity to bring it, so that I can, as best as possible, given the limitations, present the perspective that I'm meant to bring for your enlightenment, for your discernment. Clearly, there are other perspectives. But for me, my truth, logic, and common sense, I will always bring to you at its core essence and encourage you to take that and follow up and build on it or retract from it if you're able to do so. But do your complete work, not biased and only seeking a certain side or perspective. One thing that I believe is very clear to understand what's going on related to truth, logic, and common sense is proof in pudding. Proof in pudding is a saying that has been around for centuries. It just simply means you can get no more out of it than what is in it. Yeah, there are some things that are synergistic, meaning you can one and one make four. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the ingredients, even in a synergistic perspective, of one plus one. So if you go back to your core logic, if you today take an action and tomorrow the result of that action is something that's harmful, that's clear conscious logic. When I say harmful, not in a subjective way, because there are those who would say, well, there's always something good that comes out of anything, and I would dare say that's probably true. But at its core, you heard the saying, if you cut your nose off to spite your face, you're still there without a nose. So, a real example, if we look at how many individuals, unquestionably, this isn't Republican, Democratic, Independent, Green Party, Liberation Party, whatever, Communist, whatever ideology you may believe in. It has nothing to do with any of this. These are strictly the facts. We're losing about 100,000 minimum young folks. And I say young, relatively speaking, under 30, from our borders being open. This is just fact that otherwise would not be dying. I mean, if we can say, because I opened that door and behind the door was a rabbit wolf. The rabbit wolf got out because I opened the door. Then I can therefore say, had I not opened the door, the rabbit wolf would have not gotten out. Now, take it to another step. If I opened the door, the rabbit wolf got out, and the rabbit wolf attacked and mauled numerous individuals, regardless of race, creed, color, ideology. If I had not opened the door, we're not saying they may not have gotten killed some other way, but they would not have gotten killed that way. That's cause and effect. And we know that we can document these lives have been lost due to COVID. Excuse me, fentanyl. COVID is something else I was just getting ready to go into, and now I may not. But the facts as they are, this wasn't happening 4 years ago, folks. I'm stating this is a direct reflection of the president that was in the United States. Well, he's called a president. I believe the election was flawed. And thank God I've said this numerous times and will continue. With the free speech I'm still endowed is the First Amendment right, although there are those that the weaponized government, as it's becoming more and more, would try to eliminate that. I mean, cancel culture, folks, is saying that you don't have a right to speak your mind. that's been something that's kept our country uniquely wonderful for hundreds of years. I would dare say perhaps one of the greatest axioms in history, to be able to speak your mind. So yeah, I believe that the election was stolen. And to some extent, I have seen areas where there were definitely some inequities that took place that I myself have seen. You know, and I'm going to go on a tangent, you know in your heart if you're one that doesn't believe it was stolen. Speaking to those who dispute what I'm saying. And most of you who would dispute that are probably pro-Biden and his sidekick, Harris, and others in that realm. If that was your party that had happened to, and I'm just simply talking about just the surface of it, not to get into some of the details that we know, such as the people stuffing ballots underneath the table that was on camera in Atlanta, that all our President Trump did was say, that looked shady. And they tried to impeach him and indict him for that, for saying that. And he said, got on the phone and said, look, I need 11,000 votes. I need you to get me 11,000 votes. I've run for party from college, in high school, and fortunately I decided to stop any kind of politics after that. But I've held offices of president, vice president, treasurer. And in the election process, I would dare say to anyone, look, I can win this. I'm close, or I'm in the lead, but to really ensure my victory, I need another 100 votes on a smaller scale. If it was, say, I was a president of my PTA for years, you know, or if it were the college and I needed 1,000 votes when I was president, I would dare say, you know, to lock this in, I would get on the phone and talk to someone who I knew influenced a dorm or two or three and say, look, I need 300 votes. Can you help a brother out? Or can you help me out? And if it was after the fact, day of, look, I need these votes. I don't see a thing wrong with that. It's not like I'm saying, I need you to take some votes out of the ballot box, and I need you to put them in for me that weren't for me. Now, that's a whole different animal. Or, I need you to go in certain neighborhoods, and I need you to talk to people that just don't know better, i.e. elderly, retarded, and so forth, and cast their votes for them, because we have the option to fill in absentee ballots. And just tell them you'll do it for them. Now that's a whole different story. Or saying, okay, election day is over, but let's look and see what these results are. Oh, okay, this isn't in our favor. What can we do to change that? These votes that were intended in one way to go to another. Or the election day is over. We're behind. Let's go out and get some additional votes. The election day is over. That's why I don't believe in mail-in ballots, unless it's somehow certified, validated, well in advance, for specific reasons, that can be documented, i.e. Shut-in doctor's notes, military, too much room for error. Way too much room for error. Now back to my point as I begin to segue back to my original discourse. If you were pro a specific candidate was winning significantly, as was the case with Donald Trump, and I'm not even going to say that was my candidate. I just don't like the mess. I mean, people that know me know I like the underdog anyway, but I've changed my whole attitude on my propensity based on I don't like mess. I don't like nasty cheating. I love my Cleveland Browns. I love my Cavaliers. I love my Cleveland Indians. Oh, excuse me, Guardians. But I don't like mess. And, you know, I know some of my fans would be, Daryl, D.C., what? But I don't want to win a championship because, you know, I found out that the league was rigged and they set it up where, you know, Cleveland could win because somebody paid $50 million to the right person in the NBA, and it was a big scandal, and they proved it to be that way. I don't take your champ because it's not a championship. It's just some words on paper. So, no. This ain't about me being pro-Republican, pro-Trump. This is about right and wrong. And you know, if it was your candidate and you were winning to the point where majority of supposedly all of the votes were in and then everything stopped, supposedly there was a pipe burst in Atlanta, something happened in Pennsylvania, truckloads. Now, we're not saying like mail trucks. We're talking 16-wheelers. Full of votes found. You know, let's stop this. This is nonsense. And there are those that say, that's not true. So everywhere, all these key areas just happen to have some anomalies, right? This has got to stop. We're moving towards a fascist country, and that's my concern. And I'll tell you the truth. If it was happening the reverse, where it was the Republicans pulling this fiasco, I would be saying the same thing. Stop this nonsense. This is about a country, folks. This is about, at the end of the day, my children, my grandchildren, my great nieces, my nieces, my nephews, and the like, my friends' children and their grandchildren and great-great-grandchildren. The end of the day, it's not Republican or Democrat. This is about fascism. This is about slavery, communism, in the worst sense of the word. In the worst sense of the word, meaning it's pros and cons in the worst aspect of what communism may be, because there are those that say, well, here's some benefits to communism. I've had them on my program here. But they also admit that there are some cons, but the cons seem to be overweighed by the pros. Well, let's just say there were no pros. I'm talking in the worst sense of the word. This is what we are talking about here. It's so clear what's going on with, for example, the president of the United States, former president, 91 indictments. And really that comes down to about a fraction of that. I don't want to throw a number out because I don't know the number, but those are little spinoffs from other accusations. We're accusing you of trying to defraud the election based on you saying that you need more votes. That's one indictment. And then you say, well, you ask the person five different times on five different phone calls. Well, those are five different indictments. I mean, that kind of stupidity is what we're talking about. If you really looked into the cases, and it's clear they're just trying to prevent the man from running. I don't buy that. No. No, I remember Monica Lewinsky. I remember, you know, there's been other skin in the game across all the parties. I just never went for it. I didn't go for it then. Okay, so the man's a perp. I mean, you know, he's whatever you may believe about morals and those kinds of things and what he was doing in the White House. And okay, well, yeah. You cheated on your wife, but you did it in the White House. So I'm not trying to vilify someone. Let he without sin throw the first stone. But to try to put a man in prison for 105 years because you don't want to vote for him because you think that he's a race, and the racist thing, that's off the table. For me, that's off the table. Anti-American, that's off the table. Racist, why is that off the table? That's really, really easy. I've seen him in his term, first of all, more blacks were employed than ever before in history. Fact. Gave more money to HBCUs than any other president, the previous three, including Obama and Clinton and Bush, combined gave more money to HBCUs. Fact. I've already fact-checked these things, but you do your own homework. The First Step Act released more prisoners for nonviolent crimes than any other president. Majority black. Fact. Opened his door to anyone that had a desire to have a conversation that had some type of notoriety or clout, because he's not going to open the door, and you wouldn't either, for just anyone. But the likes of a Steve Harvey, you know, I mean, who said, hey, I got some ideas. So he's opened his doors to many, numerous blacks who have just said, I've got some ideas. The issue is, oh, he's a racist, he's a racist. Well, have you tried to reach out to him? I'm talking about those notorieties. The LeBron James, LeBron. I would dare say, well, you've kind of blown it right now because you talked about the man like a dog. But I would dare say, had you not put yourself in a hole, and you're my homeboy, I'm ashamed. And I am. But I unquestionably believe, had you not dug your hole by getting on a bandwagon that you knew nothing about, if you had reached out to Mr. Trump and said, Mr. Trump, I have a question. Can we talk? I really want to believe that you're not racist, and I just want to ask, is there a way that we can try to help blacks? I have an idea. There's no record of him not being willing to listen to someone. Now, he is a hard-nosed kind of guy, point where if you talk about him like a dog and then try to come up and say, can we talk? He might say, you know what, I don't know if I trust you. But he has a record of opening his door for any celebrity black that wants to come and have a common sense conversation with him. He's never ducked and dodged. So you want to talk about racism, please. And then they try to spew this thing about anti-veteran. Don't go there on me. And those of you who are close to me know I buried a dear brother earlier this year, a veteran, a decorated veteran. All right? And I know what I'm talking about. And there are conversations that he and I had that no one knows about. No one. And I don't get into those conversations. It's between him and I. Rest in peace, brother. And I know, as a veteran, a decorated war hero from Vietnam, that he didn't have any issues about Trump being anti. In fact, he recognized that Trump was the first president to say, no more. No more of waiting 4, 6 weeks, 3 months to get an operation. If you can't get into a VA hospital to get a procedure done within a short period of time, you have a right to go outside of that VA and have it paid for by the VA. No other president has done that. Do your homework, folks. Don't be ignorant. And then you want to say, I ain't black if I don't vote for Biden. Because if you voted for him, you might have voted for him because he told you that. Even though his mentor was one of the highest positioned Ku Klux Klan members. A leopard doesn't change its spots. And of course, let's not forget that he also was the author, along with Bill Clinton, of one of the most egregious bills that degraded black men in our history. That was Joe Biden. The same one that's stumbling over himself right now. And more than likely can't put two sentences together without some assistance. It's just a fact. This is not some type of egregious hatred. No, I'm just speaking facts. And that, coming back to my discourse, is the karma of what's going on, the cause and effect. In 4 years, speak your truth to yourself, not to me or someone else, but look at what's happened. So-called sanctuary cities are begging Eric Adams, thug mayor. Oh. He actually had the nerve to say, this is the fault of Texas, why my city's crumbling. My city, New York City, is crumbling due to the influx of immigrants. And I'm blaming Texas because Texas flew in, what was it? I don't know the number. That would be a good numbers and cents. I have another numbers and cents for you. But I want to say it was under 50,000. Maybe I'll give it 100,000. No more. 100,000 immigrants were bused into New York City from Texas to say, hey, we're not going to have it here. This is the governor of Texas, right? And all of a sudden, the mayor saying, we have to decrease our city services because we can't handle this. We're housing all these immigrants in hotels. We're having to cut back on increased taxes and cut back on services, all because of Texas. So wait a minute, Eric Adams. You're saying that Texas, who is getting 10 times that amount across their border in their state, should be responsible for all those border crossing illegal immigrants? You would dare say, don't send them up to you, but yet you're a sanctuary. You ran on being a sanctuary city. You ran. That was your platform. New York City people who voted for that man, you're getting what you deserved, because he's a reefer-smoking thug. And the studies are showing now that ingesting marijuana, and I get it. I've talked to doctors. I have doctors I work with very regularly as a health professional. And the word's coming out on marijuana. I'll be doing some work on and revealing that in terms of ingesting marijuana. And believe me, I smoke some marijuana in my day. Oops, did I say that on national air? Sorry, Mom. Rest in peace. You know I did. So anyway, I'm just saying, I'm not being a player hater, hating the, you know, players, no. But I had to be at least somewhat limited. Couldn't be that wide out there. Now they're encouraging it. And I understand the medicinal properties of it as well. But there are going to be some things that are going to be repercussions of this in years to come. And I understand there are those that would say alcohol is worse. I get that too. But I've also heard that two wrongs don't make a right. back to my discourse. So you've got open border, and you got to think, where are you now? Where are you, right? You're paying about $7,000 more, and I hope you enjoyed your stimulus checks, which were, what, about $6,000 on the average person. Because now statistics are showing, and you couldn't get away from it, buddy, gal, whoever you are. I say you can't get away from it because you got to buy groceries. You got to pay for gas. You got to pay for heat. On average, and we're not talking those who are making $100,000, on the average person, $5,000 to $7,000 more per year you're paying. Well, there goes your stimulus. I'm just saying, folks, cause and effect, karma. So what is it about Trump that you were saying? He's what? He's a what? A racist? What is he? A liar? A cheat? What is he? What has he done? I mean, let's keep it real. Because the Russia, FBI came out after the election that there was nothing there. This is the FBI who is not a friend of Trump. We all, I hope you know that. The fact that they said there was nothing there with regard to the laptop. But then after, not even a month after, they came out and said, wow, this looks like this is real. We've looked at it. We've analyzed it. And don't think the FBI don't have all the technology to do that. What is on this laptop is real. All these information that's incriminating Hunter. See, this wasn't about Hunter. It's about Hunter and his dad. This is incriminating. And but then you have those on MSNBC and CNN and NBC and ABC and CBS. They won't even speak about it. They won't even speak about how bad the borders are. The numbers are upwards of 10 million people. And at the end of this current president's term, some of the numbers say easily 20 million illegal immigrants. That's more than the top 11th largest state population, not the 10th. Oh, I said that wrong. Let me correct that. That's as great as the 11th largest state. You're talking about adding a state to the United States of America. How egregious. And are we fools or what, people? Somebody said, I'm going to add a full state of immigrants. We're going to add a 51st state. We're not losing no more elections. That's communism, dictatorship at its worst. And if they're willing to do that, folks, and by the way, we're going to add 87,000 of our agents. They're going to go into every nook and cranny of your business. So you better do what we want you to do. Folks, don't get bamboozled. Your mama and your daddy raised you better. And if they still around and they don't get it, then you need to step up and take the leadership role and say, Mom, I can't do this. I don't know if you, this ain't granddad's Democratic Party. Well, in fact, we know that. Or at least great-granddad's. But this ain't granddad's Democratic Party, that's for sure. Now, it may be great-great-granddad's Democratic Party because we all know that they were racist Klansmen and women, right? Typically, our great-great-grandparents, those of you who are in your 50s and 60s, right? I mean, you do know the history of that. The Klan was a weaponized group for the Democratic Party. That's just a fact. That's why I tell you, I'm gone. I've gone home. So, this upcoming election is going to be dire that you, the listener, step back, do your homework. If you care about, forget yourself. Be so damn selfish. Think about your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren Do you want your grandchildren to be in a situation, especially if you're African American, they don't care about you? You really think Oprah Winfrey cares? Because she gave a few cars away. This woman's worth probably $1 trillion. On the books, it's billions. She doesn't care. But see what she did in Hawaii. These people don't care about you. Obama's a multi-millionaire. They don't care about your children. So just step back and keep it real. You want your children being forced to read about storybook transgenderism? You want your child to be manipulated and mutilated in the third grade without you knowing? This is the Democratic Party. Yes, they believe that, and look at who heads up the Department of Education. Listen, this person who is gender neutral is heading up the Department of Education, and you wonder why they're recommending storybook transgenderism, why they want your daughters, granddaughters, nieces, great nieces, great granddaughters to have some perverted guy coming into the restroom with them. That's what you're about. You want your granddaughters and your nieces and great nieces and great great nieces to be competing on a field with a transgender man, and that young lady will never realize their true potential, and you doctors should be ashamed of yourselves for even allowing something like that. This is where this is all heading if you're not careful. And get at the polls and do the right thing and stop this madness. Did everybody's phone cut off yesterday? Just asking. This is real stuff, folks. And it's going to be up to you when you go to the poll. If you're scared, oh, your family's going to turn against you, just go in there. Fortunately, it's still private. Close that curtain and do what you know you're supposed to do, because we got to stop this madness that's going on right now. This man that wants to bring China into your country, and he don't care. And it's really not about him. There's someone behind him who's running this. And we don't know what happened when Biden and his son went to China, and now they're finding that there were it's being found that there was more involvement with Hunter Biden than most Americans realize, and China, when he was traveling with his father. That was before, remember, this was before he was president. And his first act is to give up the most strategic air base in the entire world to China. There's no price you can put on that. The air base was one of the most fortified air bases in the world, capable of landing the largest military planes on the planet. The cement aren't measured in inches, they're measured in feet on that airport. And it was 2 hours from China's, one of China's military bases. And Biden came in office and turn that over basically to China within a year. You don't think he's compromised? Are you a fool? You don't think, if that doesn't, I have to say it because I love you. Obviously enough people aren't if you still believe this, and I'm only speaking to those who are lost. If you got it already, God bless you. Share it. Spread the word. 700,000 weapons left. 700,000. And I don't have the number with me. in terms of the number of armored vehicles, something to the effect of 80,000. Some of the most high-tech equipment, night vision, state-of-the-art, left, all left, just walked away from. You don't think, given to our enemy in Afghanistan, left to our, just walked away. In case you're wondering, no, it couldn't have been. They walked away from it, left the dogs there. Left the dog, and what do you think? If you care about a pet, a cat, a turtle, you think they took care of those dogs? Can you imagine the torture? Do you have a heart in your body to think that I still can't stand that Trump? You've been had. Send me an email. I'd like to hear it. productivenews@outlook.com. I'd like to hear what rationale you could possibly have to even consider supporting this regime that wants to turn our country into a fascist, the true fascist country. This latest suit that's saying that Trump overvalued his property, so we're going to try to put him in jail? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Is your hatred for this person such that you would want to take a sitting president who turned our country around? Oh, by the way, you want to talk about veterans? My brother. Not one was killed under his watch. Look it up. Within a year, 12 servicemen died under Biden. Now, if that's a small amount, talk to the parents and the wives of those men. You got to be a fool if you could think that you could justify what's going on right now. Yes. Only a loving person would say that to you, because you got to wake up. And it hurts sometimes. And I know I should soothe my words with love. I also am required to present my love with passion. And that's all it is. It's not something that I'm presenting with dislike. But when you speak with a friend, and if your friend is so lost, and if it's really a friend, someone you care about, you know you can't come to the person and say, you know, Charles, you know you should just stop using that heroin. You should just stop it. No, you got to say, look, dude, look, I know you. We grew up together, man. What the fuck was wrong with you? So at some point, we can't soft-shoe this. That's why I'm speaking in this language. If you can't feel my passion, then you don't have a heart. And if that's the case, I'm saying next. But I believe 98% of these folks on this line, you're feeling my passion, and you'll do your homework. I don't want you to believe me. I want you to go do your homework on what I just said. They're trying to say that he overvalued his property. And they're trying to say Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. And this is some jackleg jive judge who don't know jack about real estate. Look up Mar-a-Lago. The least I could find on that property is $500 million. And I saw it over $1 billion. $18 million, pretty for. Folks, if they'll do that to him, if he's out the way, they come. Y'all are done. Your children, forget about it. They're going to be mutilated and turned into transgenders. I'm just telling you. Wake up and say, oh, shit. You were Daryl. Just say, I got to check this out. CRT? Oh, my gosh. So you really think there's a racist country? So you really just listen to MSNBC and CNN, and they talk about how white racist is doing ABC? I have an interview I'm going to play for you by one of the sergeants at J6, because that's something else people say. Well, what about J6? You know, he infuriated a riot. That was a setup. That was a setup. There's been so much footage on individuals who are saying, let's go in, let's go in, let's go in. And it turns out that they weren't even supporters of Trump. The only person killed in there was a veteran, a woman who was pushed into a door and who was shot in cold blood. And the person who shot her has since gotten a promotion for being willing to take the heat. No. There were people in there, yeah, that were angry and did the wrong thing. But right now, we have political prisoners in D.C. in some of the worst, worst conditions in this country. We actually have political prisoners in this country. That's just the beginning, folks. Your child, your son, your daughter, your grandson, your great-grandson, don't think they're not on the radar. Just got to get Trump out the way. That's all. And for those who want to say this, oh, these racist, white so-and-sos. All right, listen, if we don't get the snakes out of our own backyard, eventually they're going to come for us. So I've always said, I don't believe little boo-boo and choo-choo and cuckoo that we grew up with, and he grew up to be a thug, and he's knocking old ladies down and breaking their hips, should be given a pass. I'm sorry, dude. You know, maybe your parents should go in there with you, depending on how you were raised. But you got to be taken off the street. And this smash and grab, defund the police. I used to have a guy on my program, and we were just starting to have some dialogue, you all may remember, about, yeah, we need to change some of this funding. And I'm going to have him back on, because I think he would honestly give me some, perhaps, pushback with regard to this discussion, because I really would like to hear another side of it. Because I know some of it is, well, we need to spend more money on social services. I get that. But without, in this country, without some type of police presence, it's over. Especially now that we've allowed terror cells in. Do you realize there was a count in the whole 4 years of Donald Trump? And this is statistics. I think there were 10, 15, maybe the number may have been 20. We're into the hundreds that they know have gotten through the border. Terrorists, on the terror list. It's just a matter of time, folks. I pray it's not in your backyard. I pray it's not in mine. But it's coming very possibly. And so what do? We step up. We talk it out. We say, hey, I was just listening to a program. Did you hear, you know, some of this stuff going on? This isn't making sense. And Biden, he's a shell. He's a corpse. And there's talk that they got something in his ear, and they're just speaking him through. And who is they? That's the scary part. Is it China? Who's in his ear? Schumer? Chuck Schumer is a... I have a right. I believe, from my limited perspective, that he's just a misleading person and doesn't care. Anything for politics and for power. Same thing with Nancy, Maxine. No, the proof is in the pudding right now with what's happening. Enough is enough. They're flooding our borders, and this isn't a border issue because they're in a town and a city near you. And now the crime rates are starting to escalate. Where are these people coming from? And they're starting to see that more and more of the folks coming across the border are not from Mexico. They're from Venezuela. They're from all over the world, the Middle East, Africa, Europe, all over. And many of these people are just good people seeking asylum. I get that. But the problem is too many of them are not. Because you got criminals all over the world. I don't care where it is, Asia, Africa, Europe. And the problem is they're coming in as well. And I believe that we should have this country that's a melting pot. what's wrong with having them come in the proper way? No, it's clear that he did this for political purposes, and now it's backfiring, and every American is being affected. And I just pray that it doesn't influence any of our children, because statistically it doesn't look very good. I don't know if you're seeing some of the shots that you won't see on MSNBC and CNN. You have to go to a Newsmax. You have to go to even a Fox. Fox is trying to play the fence right now a little bit, but at least you're going to get more than you'll get from CNN in terms of an alternate story and alternate view. Right now, Newsmax is about the best you can get. You can get Newsmax on your local station. If you can't, you can stream it. Got to see another side of the story. You've got to see the young man and the young lady who are walking down the street in Brooklyn. I got relatives in Brooklyn right now. In-laws, people I care about, cousins. And this thug walks up, pulls a knife, and slashes this white man's throat. And he's walking with his girlfriend. He's in a suit coming from work. That's not right. What, that's justified because of 200 years of slavery? You got a mental problem, folks, if you're thinking like that. Don't be race-baited. That's why I said in my opening tune, and I'm going to close on this, and this is what my program is going to be about, because I care enough to take my program and yes, yield to this kind of discourse. That's why I opened up my bumper tune today with Prayer for the World. Because I'm praying that you open up your mind. I got relatives that I loved so much growing up that are lost and dislike me enormously because of what I'm saying right now. And that's how lost they are. And I pray for them every night that, Lord, wake them up because they have taken the mental Kool-Aid. I pray for them. And I ask that you pray with me. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. And let's pray for our former president, who is being vilified unfairly with, this is interesting too, his name, right? See how God works? He makes it clear for you. These are trumped up charges, because he asked, can we investigate what's going on with Biden and Burisma? And they impeached him twice for inquiring, saying he was trying to interfere with the election. And guess where we are now? You know where we are now? That question that he asked that he got impeached twice for ends up being facts. They are involved. So you take that and, like we used to say, put that in your pipe and smoke it. And hopefully it'll clear your head instead of fog it. God bless you. I love you. And we'll come back next week, folks. And I'm going to stick to that one simple number and sense. And the number and sense is, I'm going to just hit the one that can't be disputed. 100,000 dying from fentanyl only due to open borders. These are children, and recently a baby, just because they inhaled it. It's coming to a Kool-Aid stand near you, folks, and you can do something about it. I'm going to close with the same tune I opened up with. God bless you. I got nothing but love for you. I hope you can handle it. Peace and blessings. Next week, folks, I'll prayerfully be able to bring you some information on health and wellness. That was my intent today as we get ready to go into the autumn season. And so be on the lookout for that. Drop me an email to productivenews@outlook.com. I'd like to hear your perspective on some of the things I'm saying. Where are you on this? Am I the only one seeing it? No, I know that for a fact. I get too many emails and calls, and even a few folks that are saying, Daryl, you know, I must say, you, some of this is, you're on point. You're really, you know, you're bringing something to my light there. Well, I'm giving all honor to God that I serve, the universal God. All honor and glory to him. He's the one that keeps me, has kept me, and I believe will always keep me. And that's just my belief. It's just simple and straight. And that's where I will be staying with. End of story. Well, is there ever an end to that story? Again, folks, stay tuned. Don't get caught up with the mainstream. It's probably the worst thing that you could ever do right now for our country. There's no better place on the planet. The racism isn't as bad as they say it is. At the end of the day, you have more freedom than 99% of the rest of the world. And with that freedom, there's opportunities. And yeah, you may have to go out and do a little bit of work, but it certainly isn't as bad as some would portray it, the race baiters. Because see, that's the one thing that they can always try to fall back on, all about racism. Oh, yeah, they want to distract you. They want you thinking about the fact that they want your children to go in school and, depending on the school district, have your child in a room questioning their genderology. Do you feel like you'd rather be a boy, Jane? Or do you feel like you'd rather be a girl, John? Don't you sometimes feel like you just have little feminine? And they're talking like that to your child, and they want to say that that should be legal. If you believe in that, well, then you should stay where you are if you are in line with this Democratic Party. If you don't believe in that, then you need to follow your morals. If you don't believe that a DNA male has greater physical stamina than a DNA female, well, if you believe that, then stand by that. And think about where your ideologies are. It really is not complicated. This isn't about one person. This isn't about hate Trump. Because Trump is just in the way. He's the one person that I just believe there's no coincidences. I will dare use this. God puts people in place. Yeah, I said that. Yeah, I did. In the same sentence with Trump. And he's not perfect by any means, but neither am I, by a long shot. And neither are you. Don't think you are. I was talking to someone today. Very nice lady. Very, very nice. Nice as can be. And she was telling me about someone that she didn't want to work with, because she felt the person had an attitude. And I've watched her over time, just started working with this person. And I've noticed from time to time she has this propensity to talk about people behind their back. But she's a nice lady. I mean, she's not someone to, you know, I hate this person and all that kind of public stuff. But behind the scenes, and who of us don't do that sometime? So is she perfect? No, she's not. But if I were to tell her that the person that she was talking about, well, yeah, she does have problems, but so does she would probably be offended. So let's be careful with our self-righteousness. I'm not there saying that. I'm just sticking to the low fruit of what's harmful to our children, what's obviously, you know, as we would say, unquestionably harmful to our children. And that's where I draw the line. It makes it very simple for me, and I think it could be simple for you as well. And that story I was talking about with the fentanyl and the little baby, I think she was an infant. And you know, she died from fentanyl. And that shouldn't be. And now they're lacing marijuana with it. So to me, that's an affront. So who is they? Don't you want to know who is they? Is this some means of taking out our young folks? Because at the end of the day, China is not our ally. In fact, China has on numerous occasions made it clear that if necessary, they will go to toe-to-toe with us. Another example, the man in the White House allowed a unquestionable, they verified it, a spy balloon, right? That's a fact. They did determine it was a spy balloon. A spy balloon to traverse across the entire United States, claiming that, oh, we can't shoot it down. It might cause damage to some. We have enough technology. Don't even think about it. It was over some barren lands for miles and miles and miles at one time, at which point it could have been taken down. No, it's pretty clear, folks. It's pretty clear what's going on. And you have to make a hard stand. I have people where I work with that have shown that they have this hard stance, have always basically had a statement of hate Trump. And now that all this is coming out that, wow, maybe he wasn't the person that the media have put him out to be. And some of these folks are still trying to hold on to, you know, their position for nothing other than pride. I had a guy today, couldn't even look me in the face. And I had nothing against him personally. I mean, I disagreed on his belief that, you know, Trump is a racist bigot. And I just disagree with that. But, you know, can't we agree, as my mentor, friend, Dick Gregory, rest in peace, used to say, can't we agree to just disagree? You don't have to be disagreeable. Or is that perhaps, is that a sense of guilt? Makes you wonder. Makes you go, Well, folks, I would just ask that you, again, do some homework. Yeah, this is sort of my platform I'm defaulting to. If I don't speak the truth that I believe, I truly in my heart believe, that I've been endowed to speak, then that's an affront. Then some harm that could come from my shut mouth. Because remember, the truth withheld is a dagger aimed at the heart. So, knowing that, that's the key. Once you know, red means stop, green means go. Once you know that withholding certain truths is like stabbing someone in the heart, and then you start putting the children into that play, no, I won't have any parts of that on my watch. My conscience will be clean at the end of this scenario. Closing out with prayer for the world. God bless. When I looked at the darkness all around us, I feel like I'm losing control.
listen to me now. Now the song goes on song. Now the voice goes on her. Every day is a new day.